Hey there, this is Tanya Wright from MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, the place for Montessori lovers ready to make themselves centered, organized Montessori guides, nurture happy, normalized children, and create smooth, successful Montessori days. Let's get you closer to your transformation today. Welcome. Hello, welcome to Master the Montessori Life Show. I am Tanya Wright, your Montessori coach, and I am here every week to teach you a little something about the Montessori philosophy, maybe something new that you didn't know about. There's so much to learn about it, or maybe something that you had forgotten about, maybe something that you needed encouragement on. Who knows? Every week is a new topic, and I want to encourage you to find all of the trainings. Let me show you real quick. Find all of the trainings at masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings. And you're going to see all of the trainings that we have done so far. I cannot believe that today's training is episode number 45. Today is episode 45. That means that you have today's training plus 44 others if you have not gone through those. And I also have the showinars and the workshops. So amazing, so wonderful. And it all guides you into the biggest one of all, which is the Montessori Way Foundations Framework. That is the one that you'll want to definitely think about joining and enrolling, because that is a 6-month access to a framework that teaches you, or I guide you through actually, the foundations of Montessori philosophy, and you are just going to love it. So I want to invite you to watch all of the trainings, get to know me, get to know how I teach everything, and just have fun with me. Now, if you want to join the waitlist to the Montessori Way Foundations framework, you can definitely do that because I only open it 2 or 3 times a year. You definitely want to take advantage whenever it opens up. And if you join the waitlist, then you will receive an email letting you know when it is opening up again, which is really exciting. And you can go to masterthemontessorilife.com/TMWFF to sign up for the waitlist. I will let you know as soon as it opens up again. Believe me, you don't want to miss that announcement. And then I also want to invite you real quick to my Facebook groups. There are 2 Facebook groups that I have completely free. One is called the Natural Homeschool Community, and that is for all things homeschool, including Montessori, but not exclusive to Montessori. So if you are homeschooling, you are more than welcome to join us there. Just go to Facebook and then in the search window type the Natural Homeschool Community, and it will show you the group, request to join, and that is it. Now, if you want to do Montessori only, then I have a group for you, whether you're homeschooling with Montessori or not. It's all things Montessori, 100% Montessori, and that one is the Montessori Way Prep Room. So you do the same. You go to Facebook and you type the Montessori Way Prep Room in the search window, and you will find it, request to join, and you're in. All right, and one last thing. I want to make sure that you don't miss out on anything that I have to share with you, be it like a new activity, a new free printable, a new training, anything and everything that is absolutely important, maybe even a sale of our resources in the shop. And you will receive an email letting you know about that. So don't miss anything. Go to masterthemontessorilife.com/emails and you can join the email list. I won't spam you, I promise. And I will only send you information that is absolutely vital, that's going to help you grow in your Montessori journey. All right. So now that we are here, I am so excited to be talking to you about this beautiful training today. I am so excited about this. It is called Why I'm Obsessed About the Montessori Way of Educating, and you should be too. It is a beautiful philosophy, and I'm going to tell you why it is so special, and it will rekindle that love for Montessori that maybe you've been missing, maybe you've been wanting in your life. It is just very exciting to have and to be able to share with others how much we love the Montessori philosophy. So without further ado, I'm going to get started with the training. Make sure that you can take notes if you don't want to forget what these points are, all right? Okay, let's get started. As I have been trekking on this phenomenally amazing Montessori journey for the past 16 years, there are so many things that I have learned. But amazing enough, even though I have been doing it as a homeschool mom, as a teacher, as a guide, and as a Montessori coach for 16 years, there's so much to learn. There are many things that I haven't learned yet, even though I've been delving into it for so long. But you know what? That doesn't stop me from continuing. Regardless, every step I take on my journey, the more I fall in love with it, the more my love for Montessori is kindled. There are many things that I love about it, but a few have me absolutely obsessed on how the Montessori philosophy is so perfect as an educational method. So if you are wondering about the Montessori philosophy, or you know of someone that is, you need to share this training with them, because it's going to give them really good insight on the Montessori philosophy and why it is such a great educational philosophy or method of education. Out of all the methods of education out there for young children, I love Montessori education the very best. The reasons that I am in love with Montessori philosophy will encourage you and give you a great outlook on your Montessori philosophy. So let my 16 years of experience give you some great insight, okay? Let's go into our first slide. Number one, the Montessori method is structured for you and for your child. Student learning in the Montessori classroom are set up for success. We set up children for success. Our focus are the children. Maria Montessori knew what she was talking about when it comes to the best learning experiences for children. After years and years of studies and observations, she found that multi-age classrooms work in such great harmony to natural living because of multi-generational homes. These prepared environments filled with Montessori materials are the perfect setup for Montessori schools and for Montessori homes. The Montessori method is structured for you because you follow the child according to the lessons and materials that the child is ready for. And the Montessori method is structured for the child because all materials follow a sense of order and they have a control of error. This builds confidence, independence, and discipline in the children. Isn't that a beautiful thought? It's so amazing. If you want to be more structured in your Montessori journey and you don't know where to start, consider getting a Montessori planner. I will share more about it in a little bit, okay? So, number two, the second reason is the Montessori method is customized for every child. It is no mystery in Montessori circles that young children learn best through customized education instead of cookie cutter, one size fits all education, right? It is not enough to come up with great lesson strategies, themed activities, or set up beautiful shelves. No, that's not enough. We must work hard behind the scenes to customize all learning for all children in the Montessori environment, not just children in special education. although the Montessori method is wonderful for special needs children. All children deserve to learn what interests them, what they are passionate about, and what they want to teach others. Think about that for a second. Set up your Montessori environment with the children in mind, but make sure that you are not seeing them as a whole. You must observe them and get to know each one individually because they're all unique and special. So you follow them and prepare the environment in the best educational way. Otherwise, we cannot fool ourselves. We can't really understand how to best serve them. And it will frustrate everyone, trust me, not just you, but it will frustrate the children as well. So I have a couple of resources in my shop, shop.masterthemontessorilife.com. And those are going to help you so much in this particular point. These resources are a digital book, and it's called Guide to Discover the Child's Sensitive Periods. And then I also have this Montessori Sensitive Periods chart with the lesson plan, so you know how to implement the Sensitive Periods chart into your own experience and your own Montessori journey. I will share these links with you at the end of the training, okay, if you were interested in looking at them. Let me share with you something really quick, because I don't want to forget. Let me share with you this, and I will be right back with point number three. If you have been feeling overwhelmed with how unorganized you are in your Montessori journey, then this is the perfect Montessori planner for you. With 50 pages full of helpful resources, forms, weekly, monthly, and yearly calendars, inspirational quotes by Maria Montessori, and more, you will be able to use it in two wonderful ways: as a pre-planner or as an after-the-fact organizer to keep your notes and lessons straight. Get your Montessori planner today at shop.masterthemontessorilife.com and search planner in the search window. Get yours today. So there you go. Let me share with you in comments how to get it. You can go straight to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com, and in the search window, just enter the word planner and you will get to it right away. You see what it looks like now. And if you don't, you should see it. It's super, super easy. You will find it, and I'm going to show you it right now. shop.masterthemontessorilife.com/product/my-montessori-planner. It's very, very simple. So if you go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com, you will search for planner and it should come right up for you. I'm going to share with you the other resources as well, okay? So don't forget that I'm going to share the links to the other resources in a minute. All right, now let's go to point number three. The Montessori method frees you and the child, all right? This is so important. I cannot even tell you how important it is, because I know that I said in the first point that it is structured, but you know what? It is actually very freeing. I know that it sounds very strange, but it is true. It is true because it gives you the beautiful freedom to know what is coming. So let's go into this awesome, awesome point, okay? All right. I'm about to close this up. All right, now I can see. Out of all the educational programs that are truly freeing education for children. I will say that Montessori is at the very top for many reasons. Not only are children learning in it, but they are passionate about it, and they are thriving in the freeing feeling of predictability and consistency. Think about it. It has to be structured in order for it to be freeing. It's so weird to think that these two appear to be contradictory, but they're really not. They are actually complementing each other so well. And the reason why is because you have to be structured in order to feel free. And what is more, children are happy learning in the Montessori environment. The Montessori method frees both the teacher, the Montessori guide, which is you, the adult in the room, and the student or the Montessori child. How? Well, by how out of the box, different and unique the education system is, the Montessori education system. Once you delve deeper into the Montessori method, you will be so glad that you did. And once you observe the huge difference that this beautiful method will make on the child, you will be doubly glad that you did. I have some resources for you if you wanted to incorporate the Montessori lifestyle into your home and not just doing it for academics. I have two resources that you might be interested in. I have more, but I wanted to give you the two that are the best targeted for this. One is a digital book called Free Time, The Montessori Way. Free time as in playtime, and how you can adjust your child's playtime or free time, not academic or school or educational time, and adjust it into incorporating the Montessori philosophy into that as well. And then I also have the Montessori Toy Rotation Checklist, Labels, and Chart. Those are for, some people say, they read this resource's name and they say, there are no Montessori toys. I'm like, okay, I'm not calling Montessori materials toys because they are not. Montessori materials are educational materials. They are for learning. When I talk about Montessori toy rotation, that means that I'm talking about the toys that children use during their playtime, during their free time, not the academic Montessori materials that you see on the Montessori environment shelves, okay? So let's make that very clear. If you want to incorporate the Montessori philosophy into your home and make it a lifestyle, not just an educational method where you teach math and reading and all of those things, then you will want to consider, just like we do a Montessori material rotation, which is another resource I have the Montessori toy rotation. So it gives you the same sense of consistency, the same sense of predictability when you're making Montessori a lifestyle. I will share those resources with you in a second. Now, let's talk about your key takeaways from this encouraging training. Value that the Montessori method is structured because it gives you a sense of peace and calm and a sense of security. Then you also want to appreciate that the Montessori method needs to be customized, not can be customized. It needs to be customized for each child in the Montessori environment in order for it to be successful for everyone. Remember that as much as the Montessori method has a sense of order and is structured, there is a phenomenal sense of freedom in it. And then focus on falling in love with the beauty and uniqueness of the Montessori philosophy, because that feeling will be noticed and absorbed by the children that you work with. So I hope that this training has helped you. And I'm going to share with you the link to all of the resources. This is really long, but I'm going to give you a shortcut in a minute, okay? You're going to go to masterthemontessorilife.com. And if you are watching live right now, then it will be the newest blog post. And so you're going to go to, let me show you really fast. I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. Give me just 1 second. Okay. All right. I'm sharing my screen right now. Let me share it here. All right. There we go. Okay. So you're going to go to masterthemontessorilife.com. Okay. And this is what the homepage looks like. It's beautiful. It's ready for you. Awesome stuff. Great resources to read and all of that. But right here at the very top, you can learn about me. You can go to the blog and you can go to the shop. If you want the resources, go here. But this is where I want you to go. So you're going to click on blog, and here are all of the blog posts from the newest to the oldest. So you can go and learn more, and there's more pages, obviously. But if you want to go to a specific thing, you can go to Montessori subjects. There are different things here, all the different subjects. You can start here. You can talk about curriculum. You can go to planning. All right. You want to watch all of the live trainings. It's right here. The shop is over here. So I just want to make sure that you know. Then if you just want to find it and you're not fresh watching this when it first happens, so you're not going to see that it's right here, the newest blog post, then you just come here and you can type obsessed. Okay, just type a keyword in the title and it's going to come right up. All right, so it's very, very simple to do. I know that you can definitely search for any term, anything that you want to do. So you don't have to remember this long, long link. You just go to masterthemontessorilife.com and your search window is going to be your best friend. You can search for any term, anything that you want. So I want to remind you again to get your Montessori planner. All right. Grab your Montessori planner. It's going to help you so much. I showed you all the 50 pages that are in it. You will be loving it. Whether you use it as a pre-planner or as an after-the-fact planner, you're going to absolutely love it. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I am so excited to hear how you're going to be implementing today's training into your Montessori journey. You can literally turn around right now and start implementing it immediately. So I will see you next week. Bye.
I appreciate you sharing time with me today. You have tons of choices about what you're listening to, and I love that you chose Master the Montessori Life Show. Thank you. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, this is Tanya Wright with MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. I hope that you will take the time to digest the training to create solutions that will bring about smooth, successful Montessori days for you. Let's get you closer to that transformation today.